Now, Brian, we're speaking about this about 6 weeks ago. Now, this is probably very much solidifying the knowledge of the man, Billy Slater. So I did ask at the time, I said to Brad Fittler, Andrew Johns and Billy Slater on the Footy Show, I said, guys, clearly Penrith, Melbourne Storm, they're the two to beat. Who's the third wheel, right? And I had about six sort of teams up there, and they were sort of in the market order. And Freddie said, oh, probably Parramatta, I think, you know, they've been there, done it. And Joey said something similar. And Billy Slater, and we're all in shock, he said, mate, the team who's the third wheel in this competition is not on the board. I said, who's that? He said, the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, this is as easy to say now, but this is 6 weeks ago. Well, I'll tell you what, the man who has got them at the helm, the way he's going, he could train a rocking horse to win a Melbourne Cup. He has got them flying. Now, the great Toddy Payton's on the line, the coach of the North Queensland Cowboys. Toddy, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you guys?
Good, mate, pretty good. I'm going to share something with you, which I don't even know if you know. So last year, the North Queensland Cowboys' worst defence in the competition, you would know that part of it. Not once did the Cowboys limit a team to two tries or less. Brian, we have only had 11 rounds. This is a trivia for you before we go to Todd Payton.
Yep.
How many times in 11 rounds have the Cowboys held their opponents to two tries or less? Did not do it once last year.
I did it last week.
Mm-hmm.
There's one.
Yeah.
Did it against two. I'm going to say eight.
Correct.
Correct?
Eight times of 11. Toddy, go. How the hell have you done that?
Oh, no. I think it's we've controlled the ball better, which has allowed us to have more energy when it comes to defending. We put a lot of time and effort into our D, tackling and the systems throughout the preseason. We've added a fair bit of experience to the roster, and those guys have made a difference to the way that we're playing. So the young kids, are, you know, through the experience of last year and the start of the preseason, they've learnt what it takes to get the job done, and they're getting the job done at the moment.
So, Toddy, I heard Ruben Cotter on the Footy Show talk about, and a lot of players do, say we've had the off-season from hell. What did you do different compared to the previous year off-season-wise?
Well, as coaches, we believe that we had the talent and the young talent coming through. I just think with the way the Pathways program is set up and schoolboy football, I just don't think they are educated to play the game the right way. So, you know, kids coming through that system, whether it's reserve grade or, you know, Melmaninga Cup or SG Ball, it's usually the team with the best attacking type players, or the, you know, might be one player in their team can get the win, whereas that's not the case in at NRL level. So we've had to educate them about getting the foundations of our game right, which is ball control, getting our discipline right with, you know, penalties that we've been conceding at different times throughout the season, and then having the capability where you just scrap and fight and defend your try line. So, you know, we get those three parts of our game right, I know we've got enough weapons to score points. So, yeah, that's been the difference in the preseason, is just trying to upset the rhythm day after day. You know, we threw what we called curveballs at them at different times, just something that, you know, they weren't expecting. We took them up Castle Hill on three different occasions. We had a boxing session. We did some old school conditioning where we just threw science out the window and put them under pressure, and we got them out of bed, and we kept them at training for long days to try and replicate if we were going to fly in, fly out on certain game days. So, yeah, it was tough on them.
There was an old college football coach who he liked to introduce chaos, because rugby league players get so comfort, and this is probably what Toddy's talking about, where he'd make the bus break down, or he'd take somebody's shoes out, they wouldn't have their boots in their bag, and this coaching of chaos. And you need that, because rugby league is well and truly chaos, Toddy, but everyone wants to do everything clockwork leading up to it. Talk us to us, Toddy, about this signing of Chad Townsend, because you know what, and I was sort of going, oh, why have they signed Chad Townsend? And many, many people were at the time. And as it's shown that you need a game manager in this competition, the Broncos are doing that with Adam Reynolds, and he's certainly doing that. But nobody saw it, this signing that you guys needed. How did that all play out?
Yeah, so we had Michael Morgan retire through injury, what, after two rounds last year. Morgo did the whole pre-season. He didn't miss a session. He got the first two games in, and he was that leader that we had out in the park with his talk and direction. And, you know, once he went, we had a gaping hole in our program, and we were putting too much pressure on some guys that weren't just had that experience yet, and Tommy did, and Scotty Drinkwater, and you know, we felt we had to go to the market and bring someone in to lead our boys around, and Chad's come in and he's been that guy. He's added a lot to us off the park, not just on it. He's worked hard on our group's connection, and his style, or, you know, the way he likes to play is, you know, he's got his fingerprints all through our playing style. So, yeah, he's been a great addition for us.
And, Toddy, your forwards have been going enormous. You know, especially your back row. I've been talking about Nanai, and I really like Hylam Lukey. I think he's, I mean, he is just as damaging as Nanai. What about Reuben Cotter? Can I ask you this? How did that all come about, coming from hooker to now playing up front? Was that your idea, or did he come to you, or other coaches?
Oh, so Rubes, to be fair, was a manufactured hooker, Fletch. You know, because he wasn't a big body, 3 years ago they tried to push him in a hooker. We got Reece Robson here, and I just know how valuable he is to our team with the way he moves and the way he competes and how tenacious he is. He makes us a better team when he's defending with us. And I think his leg speed adds something for us through the middle. So, yeah, I just sat him down in the pre-season, just asked him what he thought about the opportunity to play through the middle. You know, and if things happened to Robbo or Jake, there would be a spot there at hooker. So he just sort of covered both of those positions. And, yeah, mate, he's a tough kid. He's had three knee reconstructions. He's had a Liz Frank reconstruction. So he's had to fight to get where he is at the moment. And he's a local kid. He's from Serena. He's tough as nails. He's what the club's about, mate. You know, this club's put in the competition to have North Queensland kids represent us, and he's doing exactly that.
We're chatting with the coach of the North Queensland Cowboys, Toddy Payton. And, Toddy, just be careful. You keep going the way you're going, and I mean by winning and defending the way you are. You start getting comparisons to a certain team that you played in many years ago, and you know what I'm talking about there. I know you won't want to go there, but you will want to go down to Penrith on Friday night. This is a major, major challenge, but a great opportunity. You're taking on this team, the Penrith Panthers, and everyone thinks at this point that the Panthers and Storm can't lose this competition. But as you know, we're still about 4.5 months away from grand final day. It's a long, long journey, this one. Take us into the coach's box, Toddy. What part of the Panthers game have you really got to win this week?
Yeah, well, I think the back five start their game. They're number one in the competition for metres made, so they're averaging above 800, so we're going to have to kick chase and win the first couple of plays. Look, they've got some threats across the park. They're fast and athletic, and they've got some big bodies, and they move the ball. So we're going to have to improve from last week. I thought we gave Storm too many free shots on our try line, and we can't be doing that at Penrith Park this week. It's going to be cold. It's going to be hostile. It's going to be slippery. And they're quite comfortable in that area. And like I said, we're just going to have to improve.
Toddy, can I just go back to your team for a second? Are you one of those coaches where, because sure. I remember Ricky Stewart was always pumped to lose players to Origin. But you know what Ricky's like. Sometimes you don't know whether he's telling you. Are you going to be, do you think, obviously getting an Origin player is going to help your team, but what goes through your mind when, because it looks like you might lose three or four. Is that a good thing for the club?
Yes, yeah. I believe it is. I think the players, you know, obviously something they aspire to and set a goal for throughout their career. They generally come back a better player from that experience. And I think it gives a lift to the rest of our squad. And for me as a coach, yeah, it's difficult. We have one game against the Titans where we're going to have to manipulate what we're doing. But, you know, I'd much rather coach a team that has Origin players in it than, you know, than not. So it's a recognition for the way that they've gone about their work since day one of the preseason, and obviously the form that they've had you know, these first 10, 11 weeks. So, yeah, it's exciting for all of them.
Do they put that in their contract now? Because when I remember I was playing, you could get a bonus for playing Origin. Yeah. Did they still do that, Toddy?
General MO of a couple of managers. But, yeah, most of them get a bonus in some sort of way, whether it's from the Origin itself or bonuses tied into their contract. So, yeah, they'll come out of it okay.
Good on them.
Toddy, this is a very important period. I'm just going through the draw here. So you obviously got the Panthers Friday, you got the Titans, Cowboys take on the Dragons in round 14, Seagulls without Tommy Turbo round 15, then the Broncos, then the bye, and that takes you to round 18. Like, honestly, this next period, you could almost solidify a top four spot, not just top eight. How much focus has been on this upcoming block?
To be honest, not a great deal. We're sort of just staying in the moment. Like, we've got a good group of kids. It's not hard to keep them motivated at the moment. We're questioned after our first, five in a row that, you know, we hadn't played the good teams yet. And, you know, we got the Storm last week, get another test this week. And after that little period, I haven't really looked too far ahead past that Titans game because I know we're going to be without a few players. So, yeah, you're right. I think we can set ourselves up, but you know, we're just trying to keep a lid on it and stay in the moment at the moment.
Let's go to the text board, 0457 736 736. Eric Jr.'s on the text and he says, believe me when I tell you, boys, he says, Todd Payton is the most handsome man ever to wear the number 10 in any code, he says. Thoughts?
Wow, that's including rugby union.
Any NFL code.
Dan Carter wore 10.
Yeah, soccer, NFL, any code.
Hang on. Yeah. That's Maradona.
Eric Jr.
Okay.
Any thoughts there, Coach?
Is that Eric Grosser Jr.?
of the growth variety,
it
yes.
Could be.
Yes. So, any thoughts?
No thoughts.
He's very humble. Hey, Toddy, I haven't been up Townsville for a long, long time. Is my favourite nightclub, Bullwinkle, still there?
No.
And what about...
The Mad Cow hasn't changed in 30 years. It's the same fit out inside. It's still there.
Are the players allowed to go out?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yep.
Only after a win?
Correct.
Yeah. Good.
Correct.
And
they've
got to be home by a certain time?
I think everything shuts pretty early nowadays, Fletch.
Okay. I just want to know what goes through. I want to know what goes through these young blokes.
Yeah.
And do they wear their polos out?
Correct.
I used to love that. Freddie used to say to me, Freddie, like, you'd be going out, you'd be anyway, you know, if you're on a trip, he goes, compulsory polos. And Freddie said to me, I wish I had Fitler written on the back of
him. He doesn't need that, mate. He does not need that. Toddy, it sounds like you're enjoying yourself, mate. And every time those cameras cast up to the box, you will and truly looks as though you're doing the same thing. We appreciate your time here on the run home.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Toddy.
Talk to you soon.